Well, the let me know if you've heard of some of these organizations. The Ontario Public Service Employees Union, the David Suzuki Foundation, Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, the London District Labour Council. These are just a few of dozens of organizations from different walks of life all promoting one event on September 18th. It's called the Grassy Narrows River Run. It's a march and rally in Toronto with members of the Grassy Narrows First Nation, and around 90% rather of the people in that community are experiencing symptoms of mercury poisoning. And that happened after a chemical plant in Dryden dumped 9,000 kilograms of mercury into the river upstream from them in the 60s and 70s. And that community has been fighting for cleanup and compensation ever since. Dan Mossett-Bockwell is a non-Indigenous supporter of Grassy Narrows who is helping them to organize this march. And he joins us now with more. Hello, Dan.
Hey there.
All right, so we're seeing a large number of these organizations. I listed a few there promoting this event for Grassy Narrows, which is no small feat. What do you think is behind all of this support we're seeing for them?
Yeah, I mean, it is incredibly organized, incredibly inspiring. There's over 50 organizations, just some of the ones you listed, that are involved in the support. I think in part it's due to Grassy Narrows' incredible history of organizing. They've been working on this issue since the 70s. They've been building alliances across the world and the globe to build those relationships, make those connections, meet leaders in the movement, and do that like continuous, important, long, hard work of relational building and continuing to show up. And they have won incredible victories against all odds, and they still have a lot to win in their fight for justice.
Now, as I mentioned in there in that intro, you are non-Indigenous and you're taking your directions from Grassy Narrows First Nations in this effort. I'm curious, though, what inspired you to get involved and to offer your help here?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to play my part in bringing about justice for Grassy. I think the work they've done is incredibly inspiring. Their history of having the longest running blockade in Canadian history is incredibly powerful. Being able to kick out some of the largest corporations to stop forestry on their land, the fights they're having now to stop mining on their land is inspiring. So both what they have won and what they are working to win, for me, is a really inspiring movement and moment to be a part of. And it feels like a real gift that they are giving us as non-Indigenous folks to be able to play a part in that. And I'm really excited to have that opportunity.
I mentioned mercury poisoning at the top also. What are some of the stories that you heard from folks up there regarding the effects of that?
You know, a lot of what people talk about is the physical effects, the way that the mercury levels rose so much in the fish, and that began to have neurological signs, loss of vision, loss of touch, coordination, hearing. There's an incredible amount of symptoms and impacts on the people of Grassy, but also a big piece that gets talked about a lot, and I would encourage anybody listening to go to freegrassy.net and to look up Grassy Narrows videos online to hear directly from the community. And a big piece they talk about is a loss of a way of life and a loss around like their culture and the way that their community used to work and operate has completely shifted and changed. And part of the demands that they're bringing in September 18th at 12 o'clock in Toronto is to have compensation for their community around what's been lost and to have justice.
Yeah. What's going to happen at this event in September?
People are going to get to hear directly from the community. To answer the question you asked before, they're going to hear what has been the impact of mercury on the people in Grassy Narrows. Both the youth and the elders, the youth in Grassy are also still experiencing impacts from mercury. So you'll get to be firsthand, people will get to hear firsthand. They'll get to be part of like an incredibly energizing rally. It's one of the most exciting, most colorful, most vibrant spaces and marches you can come to. As you mentioned, there's so many different people involved, and that makes for a really exciting, welcoming space. It's family-friendly, and it's always so powerful and moving to both hear from the community and see like the wide range of people showing up.
What kind of response have you been getting? This the event information has been circulating for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We're having like thousands of people registering, huge turnout, lots of excitement, lots of commitments from organizations that their staff are going to come for the day, faith institutions, unions, as you said, ice cream trucks and big nonprofits are all spreading the word and working to bring out large delegations that day. And so people are always writing in to both show their support and ask what more they can do. The work Grassy's done to help make this such a big public issue and raise awareness around it, I think has really galvanized and excited people. And it's an issue that like really hits home for a lot of people who can relate to what it's like to not be able to lose your way of life, and to the injustice. It just feels so clear and stark, and people are really wanting to show up and stand in solidarity with Grassy around that.
Yeah. What would you say to folks listening who, you know, we're broadcasting here in Southwestern Ontario, and they might be thinking to themselves, this doesn't impact me at all. Why should I care about something that's happening so far up north?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say a couple of things. One is we're going to have buses from Southwestern Ontario. So if people are wondering how to get there, there'll be buses from Hamilton, Guelph, Kingston, Montreal, and Ottawa, and Hamilton all making their way there. And so people who do see that connection should check out Free Grassy and find a way to jump on a bus. And I think that these issues impact all of us. Grassy's fight for the things that they have won and will continue to win help make a more just world for us, and their movements help other people achieve justice. And I also think that just because something is not impacting somebody directly isn't a reason to not show up. Grassy is making a call to people across Ontario to look at, see, feel, and hear the injustice that they have experienced and are still experiencing. We know the mill in Dryden is still polluting the river, and still Grassy has still not achieved justice, and they're asking people to see and hear and feel that and stand in solidarity with them, whether it's directly impacting you or not. Mm. And I think so much of the conversation around reconciliation calls on non-Indigenous people to hear and feel that call and show up in solidarity.
We'll have to leave the conversation there, Dan, but we really appreciate you coming on and speaking with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Dan Mossop-Bockwell. He is a supporter of Grassy Narrows First Nation.